Carla Howell, welcome back. Chairwoman of the Alliance to Roll Back Taxes. Pleasant always to speak with you, and welcome back.
Thank you. How are you, Jay?
I'm well, thank you. Tell us how things are going. I see the polls, but you know better than the polls. How are things going?
They're going as great as we can imagine. You know, the poll that came out today was done on the same days as the last poll, which showed us 9 points in the lead. So who knows where it really is, and ultimately it's up to the voters. And I don't like to disempower the voters. Let's leave it up to them
sure.
on November 2nd, because the polls can be wildly
off.
No,
absolutely.
And they're going to go up and down, whatever.
I feel, honestly and utterly candidly, that it would be, it seems to me, when we look at the movement, and however we want to characterize the movement, I think there is a larger movement and consciousness this year than any year that I recall recently. And as part of that movement, it seems counterintuitive to me that vote yes on three would not be successful. I know there's no way of predicting these things, but the same men and women and families who in this movement, you know, want a little more control, want a little bit less government, a little more control over their own lives. The notion of keeping a little bit more of what they earn seems to me to be the logical move.
I think that's right. It's definitely a different time. I agree with you. And I think also what's really going to drive this more than anything is jobs. We've got 300,000 people unemployed in this state. We've got almost as many, about 290,000 people underemployed.
That is a lot.
It's huge. Almost 600,000 people who are looking for a job or the job they once had before they lost clients, before they had pay cuts, hours cut back, bonuses canceled, the kind of thing that many of us know people in this situation who are looking for better work and better pay. And they're hurting, some of them hurting desperately, homes being foreclosed on, can't pay their bills, can't pay their debts. And this is a pretty desperate situation for a lot of people.
Tell us how voting yes on three is at least a partial remedy.
Well, what it's going to do is create 33,000 new private sector jobs, productive, sustainable jobs. Unlike these government jobs, you know, the politicians like to say, we're going to tax you more so we can so-called stimulate the economy.
Right.
Well, we've seen what that did. Unemployment got worse. They were warned that raising the sales tax was going to make things worse and we would lose jobs, and we had huge job losses in 2009. What this is going to do is move money out of Beacon Hill back into the hands of the men and women who earned it, who will spend it just like the politicians will. Any spending creates jobs. The difference is when the politicians spend it, for every job they create, they throw two people out of work
right.
in the private
right.
sector. So this is going to be a big boost for the private sector, and especially for retail businesses in the north along the New Hampshire border, and also to the south and the west, where shoppers will come in from Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York to shop for the 3% sales tax in Massachusetts.
Carla Howell is chairwoman for the Alliance to Roll Back Taxes, and the movement is Yes on Three, which in 35 days will enable us to have the sales tax and keep a little bit more of what we earn. Carla, I suppose the one bogeyman more than anything else, and I talked about it earlier, and I'm hoping you can give us a better example. You know, if you were giving and allow, the biggest bogeyman being the almost monolithic knee-jerk argument that we're going to get from the establishment media and establishment politicians, which is, oh my God, we can't afford to do this. If we do, we'll be back to the dark ages. There'll be no more firemen and no more policemen. And the argument that I want to equip people with, and I know you can do it one better, is if you gave your kids an allowance, you know, of $28 a week, and then all of a sudden you told them that proportionally it was going to be 24 or whatever it is, and you've got better numbers than I do, but I'm in the right neighborhood one way or the other, and you said you have to do with 5 units less, and they said to me, oh, well, the mom and dad, then I'll die because I won't buy food or water, you know, and we'd say, no, you know, unless you're an idiot, you'll still buy food and water. What you might not, you might not rent a movie on one night, or you might, you know, you might cut back on something. You might have to prioritize as we do as a family. What's the best argument, the best counter argument, Carla Howell, we can have when someone says, oh, we'd all love to, but we just can't survive it?
Well, when I go around the state and talk to groups and ask, how much has the average family had to cut their spending in this recession? Everybody says 10%. I say 20%, almost every hand goes up. I say 30%, about half the hands go up. It looks like a little over 20%. is typical of what families have had to cut back on in this recession. What has the state government done during this time? They've been spending more money. Their budgets have gone up. Don't believe this stuff about how they cut four some billion dollars. They might have moved money around, but their total spending has gone up. It's a slap in the face to taxpayers who are suffering and who have had to do the responsible thing and cut spending. Not spend more, spend less. So we're saying cut 5%. That's all. And they're going to, when you talk about the boogeyman, what they're going to be talking about is, oh, we're going to have to cut aid to cities and towns. You know how much of the budget is aid to cities and towns? About 5%. I'm sorry, 10%. 10%. And the size of the sales tax cut is half that amount. So what about the other 90% that they're spending, the other $47 billion? They need to find $2 billion in waste out of $47 billion, and it doesn't even touch local spending.
Yeah, I don't think any of us, and again, Carla, hell, I would go back to the origins of this, just what we all instinctively feel, you know, here in our bones, is that I don't think anyone intelligent enough to know there's an election or what that election day is when it rolls around is insufficiently intelligent to believe that we will disintegrate, that society will disintegrate if we ask the state to do with a few dollars less. We know about the nature and the magnitude of the graft and corruption and waste. And this is just for openers. I mean, in my book, this thing would be to eliminate the sales tax, not to cut it in half. But I thank you as always. I hope you will come back and join us soon to give us updates.